Hello. Well, I get the privilege of thanking and inviting the stage one final time, Steve Carter. Hasn't he been great this week?
All right, so the first one, the Lord God is with you, is one of the names of our Savior. It's the word Emmanuel, God with you. And I think of the many times that everything that we do in our life, would you be reminded that God is with you, God is for you. The Lord God is with you. The second verse is that he's mighty to save, which is kind of the essence of the name Yeshua or the name Jesus. It means God is mighty to save. So in the first part of that one verse, it's the two names. It's almost prophetic in a sense. God is with you, Emmanuel, and God is mighty to save, Jesus. God is mighty to rescue. God is mighty to redeem, restore, make new. God is mighty to heal. God is mighty to save. And I think if any of us could leave this incredible grounds, this holy space, I hope that every one of you know that God is with you and God is mighty to rescue, mighty to save, mighty to redeem, mighty to make new, mighty to heal, mighty to save. All right, so let's try this out. What are the first two parts of this verse? The Lord God is, and he's mighty to. Look at this. This is great. Lord God is with you. He's mighty to save. Why? Why is God with us and why is God mighty to save? You have to ask that as you read this verse. It says it in the next line, because he takes great delight in you. He takes great delight in every one of you. And that word delight is you have his foremost attention. Sometimes my son, who's right here, he'll say, I know I'm here, but I don't feel like I have your attention. What might have my attention is my email or my phone or something else. The powerful picture of this word delight is that you first and foremost have God's attention. That God looks and he sees you and he beholds you and he knows you and he wants deep relationship with you. You have God's focus. He delights in you. So let's try this whole verse again. Lord God is, and he's mighty too, because he takes great delight. And then this verse. We have filled this room with songs of worship up to God. It's almost this incredible offering that like the sounds go up to heaven, us lifting our praise to God. But this verse, if you read it, says not only does he delight in you, but he rejoices over you with singing. Just think about that. The God of all creation is up in heaven and we're singing to him, but he's actually singing over you. He's singing over your life. He's singing words of you are mine, you are my son, you are my daughter, you are everything to me. And there's such power and beauty in that. And the many of us who know how to just still our souls, sit with him. That's why I think it's so powerful when you just get away from cell phone reception and you can just walk these grounds. You get more and more aware of the God of creation who sings over you. You get to hear that voice. And so God, the verse says, the Lord God is with you and he's mighty too because he takes great. And he rejoices over you with singing. And then it ends with this. And he will quiet you and remind you of his love. I don't know about you, but it's really, really difficult to live in the present. For many of us in this room, the present is so hard. We find ourselves fixated on the future, or we find ourselves fixated on the past. But very few of us know how to live well in the present. We're often thinking, okay, worrying, anxiety, tomorrow. All of this, whenever we feel that stress, anxiety, worry, we're future-oriented. Whenever we find ourselves with shame and all of this sense of just, past, all of the stuff that we've done, it's all pulling us out of the present to the past. And the gift is, many of us, whenever we can sit well in the present, we can experience a God who's with us, a God who's for us, a God who's mighty to rescue, redeem, and save, a God who takes great delight in us, a God who will sing over us. But in the moments when anxiety and stress and fear, when the things of the future, security, wondering, all of the stuff, the pressures, all of that, it's as if God says, I will quiet you. I will still you. I will remind you what ought to ground you, and that is my love. And so I just give you that word because for me, there are times when I need an anthemic verse to hold on to. And that verse has been a verse that I pray. It's a verse that I reflect on. It's a verse that I have just committed to memory. It's a verse that anytime, if I've got 5 minutes to share, I just want to walk people through that because it's true to who God is. It's true to the gospel, who Jesus is. He's mighty to save us from any brokenness, any sin, because he delights in us. And so let's just try this verse one more time, and hopefully you'll receive that. And then after that, I'll hand the mic over. The Lord God is, and he's mighty to, because he takes great. He rejoices over you with, and he'll quiet you and remind you of what? His love. His love. Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for letting me have this time with you. It's been an absolute honor, and selfishly, it's been amazing just to have this space with my son. So with that.
I want to let you know, for those that are interested and excited about the work that Steve is doing, he has a book, The Invitational Life, for sale out in the lobby, so you could get that, and that could be an encouragement to you. Why don't we take a moment to pray for Steve as he goes forth from this place and just thank the Lord. Father God, we are just blessed by Steve's presence here this week, by his willingness to serve you and to impact the kingdom, for his message and challenge to us, that we all have spiritual gifts to minister and to evangelize, and that we need to take that seriously. And so just like the person that was flailing in the ocean with no hope at all, and the bystanders were watching that happen, we're called to act, and we're called to see those things, so we need to be in your presence. We need not be distracted, but we need to know the awesome, powerful love that is within Christ Jesus and to share that with a world that needs you. And so we ask that your blessing upon Steve and his ministry at Willow Creek and the ministry that Fort Wilderness does, that it would continue to flourish and to just reach many people for Christ and to redeem people that are hurting and struggling and just need some hope. So we ask your blessing upon him and Emerson and his family. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.